Ian, I often wonder to myself, I read the fragments of poetry that go back well before the time of Christ, and I read the poems for today, and I wonder, is the human race making progress? What's your take on that?
Well, in yes and no. I mean, in some ways, obviously, we are, but in others, we aren't. I mean, we've referred this evening to, you know, to lines of wisdom which were written well before the birth of Christ, which still are relevant now. You know, I think at the core of my depression is this question about whether I'm trying to decide whether there's more to admire than despise in life. You know, with, you know, I've never made up my mind. Perhaps writing poetry is part of trying to do that.
I think that's a good context in which to put your recent suite of poems. Would you like to read a couple of those for us?
Okay, it started with the Philistines, which has already been read, and it's now come to a suite of six different types, and they all, you know, and so I'll just read a couple. So this one is the Outsiders. They wallow in sentimental cliches like loyalty and flags, but know little of history and even less of humanity. They'll scream, "Rot in hell, you evil bastard," as the paddy wagon removes a child molester, but will mistreat their own children as a rite of passage, like boozing a welfare check or trashing a rented shack. They'll screw each other, factually and figuratively, using the copulative verb to fuck as a noun, but will demand respect and clean language when dealing with national icons, such as Vegemite, Farlap, or the RSL. They've been marginalised by a system that doesn't wait for stragglers and perpetuates division. These people have fallen off the radar, but make a virtue of deprivation, by wearing on their sleeves as a badge of honour, to taunt a world that simply doesn't want to know. And then at the opposite end of the spectrum, I guess, we have the Chardonnay elite, which us poets are often accused of being part of.
We're all drinking beer tonight. Yeah. Let's put that on record.
Yeah, no Chardonnay here.
No
Chardonnay here. The Chardonnay elite. They invariably sniff their wine before drinking it, although some are not sure why. They sip latte coffee at pavement cafes, at pavement tables, reading the weekend book pages and talking dismissively of politics and ideas. They're inclined to the left, but hardly blue-collar, with opinions unlikely to resonate far beyond their set. They believe themselves to be decent and democratic, and often are. It's what makes them holier than thou. They delight in getting up the noses of right-wing politicians by demonstrating the intellectual wasteland of the neoconservatives, or grazing on the smoked salmon self-indulgence of an art soiree or the boozy book launch. Their desire for a more civilised world is real, but the way to hell, as GBS once warned, is paved with good intentions. These people assign colour and movement to a search for substance. They can be less than the sum of their parts, but some of their parts can be more than themselves. And one, the title of which I think Tim rather liked, White Collar Redneck Greenies.
Written by a blue poet.
True blue. White Collar Redneck Greenies. They'll defend the popular underdog with one-dimensional passion, born of black and white certainty, and climb onto the back of social justice issues from the easiest point of access, like floodwaters breaching a wall, or sunlight gathering on a ledge. They'll support their superficial argument with arcane and probably irrelevant detail that usually finds enough weight to gain a foothold on the face of mountains they will never climb. They posture a defence of freedom and truth, which can cast a shadow of substance that is sometimes difficult to dispute. Their attention spans are short and easily deflected or disengaged, but often snag where such things can count, by changing the direction of social trends with perception rather than reality. These people form the bedrock of democracy, solid and sentimental, but ultimately cracked.
Yeah, you're happy about that one.
Yes.
Ian, what, in your opinion, what is democracy in 2007?
Democracy. Well, I know. I'd like it to be. I think it's been some wonderful definitions of democracy. Probably now. I mean, GBS wrote about it, and Buddy, you know, it's been rather and it's been criticised and praised, but it has its faults. Of course, it has its faults. But it's probably the best system we've got. But my definition for it is a balance, a reconciliation between self-interest and community interest. The right tend to lean towards self-interest. The left tend to lean towards community interests. That's why I'm on the left. Yeah, so it's that balance, balancing the self-interest and community interest.